All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Another season is coming soon from the University of Missouri MU Theater. They've got the season announced, and their first show is coming up on September 28th. It's going to be Death of a Salesman, the Arthur Miller Classic. And joining us here is the chair of the theater department, Dr. Heather Carver, and Suzanne Burgoyne, who is going to be directing Death of a Salesman. And welcome to you both.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let me start, Heather, with you and just talk a little bit about the theater department here at MU and what this season is all about, because I know this is something you guys have been doing for a very long time now.
We're really excited about this season. We have been, of course, theater has been around at Mizzou for many, many years. This year, we really have made a commitment to the idea that has always been present, but that theater makes a difference. And Theater Makes a Difference is what you can see in all of the plays that we're offering this year, because there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of difficult conversations that are constantly going on. We've had some difficult dialogues and things that have been happening on our Mizzou campus. And the faculty really wanted to get across the idea that this is why we're passionate about theater, because theater is a way for us to really closely look at other ideas and issues and things going on in people's lives. So we're kicking it off with Death of a Salesman. Of course, I'll let Suzanne talk about that. But the second play we have this season is called Good Kids, and it's actually about sexual assault. And it happens at a high school, and a young woman is sexually assaulted by the football team. But the play is really about how things play out in social media. And so it's really about a lot of people talk about bystanders and what they can do and what they how to be involved. And then also just what does the media do to something that's happened, real live experiences, people, and how does that shape the experience.
A contemporary work?
Yes, contemporary work. This play has been quite popular across the United States. It's by Naomi Izuka, who is also dedicated to writing plays about current issues as well. We have a wonderful director, Carrie Winship, is going to be directing that. And she's already cast her show, so they're already up and running.
All right.
Go ahead.
It's kind of interesting then as we look forward, because I asked about that being a contemporary work, and you talk about theater and how it responds to what's going on in society, and some of those stories, some of those looks at what's going on are fairly timeless, because you go back just a little ways for the next one there, that second and third week of November with Antigone by Sophocles. You're going back a little ways for that one. That is not a contemporary
just
work.
Just a wee bit.
Yes.
Well, one of the things that impresses upon all of us, of course, in theater is how important the classics are to our foundation, to what we do, and the themes, the ideas, the experiences of those people in that time are still so resonant today. Mm-hmm. That's what's amazing. I mean, this play, Antigone, is the daughter and sister of Oedipus. Mm-hmm. And she stands up for herself, and having her stand up and say she actually chooses to the laws of the gods as opposed to the laws of man or human at the time. And that's a pretty big deal. So some of these, it's a lot. It's hard to get across all the names and people and kings. And with the Greeks, sometimes, they read like our modern day soap operas. But the struggles for people to assert themselves are quite real. The director, Kevin Brown, is really exploring the idea of refugees in modern days in relation to this play, and people having a home and standing up for being a human, having human rights, dignity.
Sure.
Those themes of what we're going through go back so far in time.
Yeah. Nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. Dr. Heather Carver with us, the chair of the theater department. Suzanne Burgoyne, who's going to be directing their first performance, Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller. And Suzanne, talk a little bit about death and how you take a classic like that and give us a message that fits in 2016.
Well, to me, the message is still extraordinarily relevant. I mean, the play deals with both social issues, for one of them obviously being the American dream.
Sure.
And how we've interpreted the American dream, and how an interpretation of the American dream that focuses on material success, money,
yes,
business, how destructive that can be,
mm-hmm,
to families, to human beings, to self-esteem. And Miller, I think, is a brilliant playwright, and he's a brilliant thinker, and he really manages to interweave the social issues with the personal, the individual and the collective. That's one of the things I've always admired about him. So I think this whole idea of the American dream certainly fits in an era in which we're going, oh, American exceptionalism, how can we make America great again? What do we mean by making America great? Are we talking about justice, freedom, justice for all, equality, that American dream? Or are we talking about the materialistic American mm-hmm. dream?
We all kind of grow up with the story getting told to us, if you work hard, success will follow, and Willie's figuring out that that's not necessarily the case.
Right, right. And he says, you know, you can't eat the orange and throw away the peel. You know, man is not a fruit. But that's what our culture is mm-hmm. doing right now. We are throwing away lots of peels as we shift industry offshore. For example, there are lots of American workers who are very unhappy and upset and frightened because the world is changing. And Willie is experiencing that, because the world that he remembers, the world that he got his promise in, was a world where, you know, where who you knew and being a business was more like a family, and you were good friends with the owner of the business, and you named his son and all of that sort of thing, and that meant something.
Yeah.
Well, in 1949, doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah.
Those personal relationships don't mean anything anymore.
Suzanne, talk to me about your cast and who is going to be performing in some of these roles.
Well, I've got a great cast. I'm very excited about my cast.
I have never met a director that didn't want to come in and brag on their cast, so I wanted to give you that opportunity.
Right. Well, I'll just talk briefly about my Lohman family, because everybody in the cast, I think, is great. But starting with Willie Lohman, he is a senior theater major, so he's not an old guy. He's not in his 60s, but he's a very fine character actor and a very fine actor. And he's already working on, you know, his physicality for Willie, as well as the emotional convulsions that Willie goes through, because he goes through a lot. So anyway, I'm excited about working with Michael Baylor, my senior guy. Then Linda Lohman is being played by Jenny Pardo, who is a graduate student.
Okay.
And you know, you always think that sometimes you cast someone who was born to play a particular role.
Yeah.
And I think Jenny was born to play Linda. And I think she feels that way, too. She is a lovely, radiant human being. But as we get to understand Linda, she's not just the loving wife, the one who's holding the family together. She is living a life that is very painful for her. She's going through a lot of suffering of her own, and she's a woman in a world in which women are not allowed to have their own opinions, they're not allowed to have their own jobs. She's pushed into a particular role and made to play that role, and she's not always happy about playing that role. So we're exploring that aspect of the character as well, especially because Jenny, like many of us these days, is more interested in the feminist issues as well as what's in the original.
I saw Elizabeth Franz play that role alongside Brian Dennehy about 17 years ago on Broadway.
Wow.
And lots of fascinating choices that are made in this play. This is just such a classic play. I hope everyone will come. Arthur Miller is truly...
He really is.
...truly one of the best.
We're talking with Dr. Heather Carver from the theater department here at Mizzou, and Suzanne Burgoyne, who will be directing Death of a Salesman. It'll be running September 28th through October the 1st at 7:30 each evening, and then Sunday, October the 2nd at 2 o'clock with those performances at Reinsberger Theater. And for all of the performances and everything else happening with the theater, it's theater.missouri.edu on the internet, or you can call 882-PLAY. And Heather, in looking forward at some of the other things that are going on this season, I mean, we talk about theater making a difference. Laramie Project going to be a great example of that. You've got a musical review coming in March that ought to be a lot of fun, and of course always the Chancellor Showcase. But I want to, while we've got you here and we're talking about the theater department, have you talk about something that you've been doing for a while now that I think is really exciting, and that's the new play series that David Crespi's working on.
Oh yes, David has been doing this for a couple of decades now. Really fantastic work by our students. The students in the playwriting courses get to work on their plays. That we have a regular Tuesday night workshop for them. But the new Mizzou Play Series is really a time where they get to work like a playwright. They get a director, they get actors, there are auditions for the actors, and each play gets a team that then they have staged readings performed of the plays. It's a lot of fun. We like to pack a lot of plays in. The fun part about the shorter plays is, so you don't like one, you'll probably like the one next one coming along. But I thoroughly enjoyed it last year. We're going to be running that in our Corner Playhouse. It is lots of everyone in the theater department is involved in many different ways. But David has really been at the helm of, you know, theater as much as, and he loves theater and history as much as everyone else, but he also, you know, theater is not a museum. It's not, you know, Suzanne is bringing a dynamic, exciting, you know, play to us. Death of a Salesman is a play. It's a living, breathing thing. People come together, but also we need new plays. We don't want to only explore our older plays. So for us to be able to have Death of a Salesman and Good Kids and Antigone and then bring in audiences for new plays, original plays written by folks here at Mizzou, that's pretty exciting as well. Is there any way I could talk about Caesar X? And, oh, fantastic.
Please, feel free.
This is a totally new experience for us. We're bringing in the acting company from New York this year. Mm-hmm. This is a company that's been around a long time. John Houseman is one of the founders. They're dedicated to Shakespeare. Very well-known, award-winning company from New York. And they've really embraced the idea of how to get out and about the country sharing their work and how can they combine both the classic and the new. And so they are doing two plays in 2 days. They're going to do Julius Caesar, Shakespeare's classic, but they're also mounting a new play by Marcus Gardley called X, based on the life of Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. And so the plays together are Caesar X, and the Malcolm X play is really looking at his life in conjunction with adapting many elements of Julius Caesar. And this is a one weekend event. It's happening in February, 7:30 Friday night, the 18th, it's going to be the new play, X, and then we'll have a matinee of Julius Caesar the very next day on the 19th at 2 o'clock. But just one show each. And while our Reinsberger Theater has plenty of room, we hope everybody will come. We've been talking about the leg room.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a place designed for great big guys like me, so
right.
I love it.
Please come. But those two shows will only be one night of each, and they are opening these in New York just a couple weeks after they come here. So it's a pretty big deal for us to be able to host them. But it really is a one-night-only experience. So we hope people will think about getting their tickets for that early.
And again, you can do that at the website, theater.missouri.edu, or you can call 882-PLAY. Well, again, it all starts with Death of a Salesman. Their performance is September 28th through October 2nd and runs through an entire academic year here with a lot of different performances. And there's lots of other things that go on all year long. So keep an eye on that website, and you can get tickets through the website, or again, you can call 882-PLAY. Suzanne Burgoyne will be directing Death of a Salesman starting September 28th. Dr. Heather Carver is the chair of the theater department. We want to thank you both very much for coming in. What else?
I wanted to say just a word about something that is not on the brochure, but is something that we've been doing for 13 years, a form of theater we call interactive theater. And it is a form of theater that looks very much at very contemporary issues. The audience not only watches a short performance, but they get to ask questions of the characters and even intervene and come on stage and try to find a better solution to the problem. So we do pieces on diversity issues, which we've been doing for 13 years on our campus. So it's something that we perform for classes, we perform for conferences, we've been invited to perform at, for example, Oklahoma State, the University of Oklahoma, your territory.
Yeah, yeah.
And University of Kansas, oops, and other places. Right. So just be aware if you anyone is interested in finding out more about what we do, because we can go outside the university. If sure. someone would give us a little money to pay our actors, they can contact the department and find out more about interactive theater.
All right. Well, that sounds terrific. Heather Carver, Suzanne Burgoyne, thank you both very much for being here today.
This was fun. Thank you. Thanks.